This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
In today's programme, we're looking at a story Jesus told called The Parable of the Talents. And I've decided to open our programme with a song by Chris Bowater, and it's called Here I Am Wholly Available. It's a song about offering God all we are and all we have.
Here I am.
Harvest, but oh, the labors are so few. So, Lord, I give myself to help the reaping, to gather precious souls unto you. Here I am.
Let's listen to a song next from my album, Pearls of Great Price. It's based upon Jesus' parable of the talents. It tells the tale of a master who entrusts some riches to his three servants, and it's up to them to increase this wealth before his return. It also seems to be a test of their obedience and loyalty. Two of them are very successful and make double the amount they're given. But the main focus of Jesus' story is upon the third servant who does no work at all and buries what he's been given. He tries to excuse himself, saying he was afraid, and he blames his master for being a harsh man. And as a result, he is thrown out into the darkness.
A man went on a journey and summoned up his slaves. He trusted them, he spoke to them, and these were the gifts he gave. To one he gave 5 talents, to another he gave 2, to another he gave 1, and without much ado went away. The slave who had the 5 by trading made 5 more. In the same way he with 2 then ended up with 4. But the slave who had 1 talent, he was active too. He hid his money in a hole and without much ado went to play. The master soon returned to settle his account. Well done, he said to number 1, for that's a great amount. He said the same unseen 4, so praised his number 2. The third slave made him sit up and without much ado told him straight. You lazy good for nothing, no profit here is shown. You could at least have banked it, my interest would have grown. So take his talent from him, he doesn't have a clue. And throw this worthless slave outside and without much ado face the day.
Jesus told this parable at a time when he knew he would soon be leaving this world. He was relying upon his disciples and followers to be faithful and carry on the work he had started, spreading his message about God's love and mercy. He came breathing compassion into God's word and into the law to set people free from oppression, and the religious leaders didn't like it. Like the third servant, they had become disobedient and had stifled God's word. But Jesus' parable applies to us today too, surely. Have we become set in our ways, fearful and unreliable like the third servant? Or have we been eager and at the ready, like those first two servants in the story, to bring life to God's word, using whatever natural abilities we've been given to serve him in the world? The next song is a prayer also, and it's an opening up of our whole selves in service to God. In it, I sing Pete Scott's song entitled, I Offer You Today, Lord.
I offer you today, Lord, as I turn to you to pray, Lord. When I fail and when I stray, Lord, I offer you today. I offer you my thoughts, Lord, my crosses and my notes, Lord. When I'm down and out of sorts, Lord, I offer you my thoughts. I offer you my helplessness. No, you turn it into bread. Play a part, Lord. I know it's just a start, Lord. I offer you my heart. When you make another dawn for me, and I see another sunrise there, my fears and insecurities nothing when they're in your care.
There's a lot of other things we can learn from this parable. Firstly, it doesn't seem fair in life that some people seem to have been given many talents and abilities, whereas some have received very few. This may well be because some have had a head start over others, perhaps a privileged education. Some succeed by possessing a strong work ethic, practicing and perfecting their talent. After all, it is said that if you don't use a gift, you lose it. Some are talented because they've been brought up in a loving and caring environment and have had more opportunities in life. But here in this parable, it's not really important what gifts or how many gifts we're given in life. It matters how we use them. A famous athlete and missionary, Eric Liddell, excelled in running and was chosen for the Olympic team. He persevered with his training, even though there were those who told him that his missionary work should come first. But he responded with the words, "When I run, I feel God's pleasure." Do we feel God's pleasure when putting our gifts to use? Our next song is a famous song, a contemporary song, which tells of a person who hasn't got much in the way of gifts at all, but the one thing she can do well is sing. She realizes it brings pleasure to others, so she gives thanks for such a wonderful gift. You may be someone who has only one gift in life. You may even regret not having more. But the one solitary gift you may have has been uniquely crafted by God for you, and no other. Your one gift may be of more value and use to God than all the other gifts you've yearned for put together. Here's ABBA with Thank You for the Music.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. How did it all start? Who found that that nothing can capture a heart like a melody can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without a song or a dance? What are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me.
A teacher once walked into the school assembly hall carrying a plastic carrier bag, and she popped it onto the table in front of all the children. She carefully took out from it three items: a splendidly wrapped present nicely decorated with ribbons, a brown paper package, and what looked like an apple wrapped in tissue. She invited three children to come out and choose a gift, any gift, from the table. She drew straws as to who got first choice. Of course, the most attractive gift was chosen first, and inside was a small bag of sweets. Then the next most appealing parcel was selected, which had a few coloured pencils in it. And then the tissue gift was unwrapped, and yes, it was indeed an apple. The children looked rather pleased with themselves. They were proud to have been chosen as volunteers, until the teacher pointed out something they hadn't noticed. No one had chosen the plastic bag, which was still lying on the table. It had a £5 note inside. Sadly, some gifts get neglected or overlooked for all sorts of reasons. The Pittman painters only discovered their gift of art when the pits closed and they had nothing to do. But this new gift brought new meaning to their lives. Sometimes our gifts have been suppressed by others. Someone called Salman from Pakistan one day asked if he could sing a song at our local asylum centre. I had my guitar handy as I'd been singing with some children there, but when he started to sing, everyone in the centre came running to hear him. He sang Hello, a Lionel Richie song, and no one expected to hear such talent, such a strong and moving voice. Everyone was mesmerised. He could have kept quiet about his ability, but he chose to offer it. Would you like to hear him?
I've been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dream I kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I ever wanted, and I'm eyes are open wide, 'cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do. And I want to tell you so much. I love you. I long to see the sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart beat overflow. Hello, I have just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got the clue. But let me start by saying I love you.
Salman a couple of questions about his song and about his talent, and this is what he had to say. Salman, that was absolutely wonderful. Lovely, moving rendition of that
thank
song.
Thank you very much.
How did you come to sing a song like that, coming from a place like Pakistan?
Basically, I always like songs with the poetry and the beautiful lyrics. And in this kind of song, it's very great poetry and a romantic, poetry. And it's just give me some inspiration. Like, you know, when I saw my wife and it's give me some inspiration. I want to say hello to my wife. And this all comes in my mind. I like to be with this song, you know.
And didn't you tell me that your parents or your grandparents owned a theatre?
Yeah, yeah. My uncle is basically from in Pakistan. He's a very big director. Like, his name is Nusrat Thakur, and is one of the biggest director in Pakistan, and he's the legend.
Well, I think you're a legend too. Thank you so much
for your
song.
Thank you very much.
We can also shelve our talents fearing what others will say. We fear rejection. But if you're such a person, take heart from this well-known hymn that says, "The task thy wisdom hath assigned, oh, let me cheerfully fulfill." In other words, let me put to full use the unique gift you've given me, Lord, and let me not suppress it or waste it for whatever reason. This hymn, called Forth in Thy Name, O Lord, is a favourite hymn of a lady called Anne, whom I spoke to recently. Her sister-in-law is a patient in the stroke unit of a Hexham hospital. We pray for her today. Let's listen to that hymn.
Thank you.
Not only do we rob the world if we neglect our talents, we rob ourselves too. I don't know if you've ever seen an advert on TV where we're shown two scenarios. In the first one, a boy is walking along the street. He bumps into a girl. He picks up the handkerchief she's dropped. They talk, they marry, they have a family, etc. In the next take, the same advert, the same boy bumps into the same girl, but unfortunately, he happens to be engrossed in his mobile phone. He's totally distracted, so he never gets to realise the future that could have been his. He walks on. Life simply passes him by, as it does for those who live their lives dictated to by social media. We need to seize opportunities when they present themselves. What a terrible thing to get to the end of our lives and look back and say, I only wish I had volunteered for that, or signed up for this, or taken responsibility for, and so on. Let's listen to Leanne Albrecht singing Take My Life. So, how do we uncover these hidden treasures? They say practice makes perfect, but how can they be brought out and developed? I suppose by getting to know each other and recognising and affirming each other's abilities. In our churches and communities, we could be knitting together and integrating such gift as we work together for the good of all. When a natural talent, that is, something we're good at, is used to benefit other people, it's perceived by Christians to be a spiritual gift, but we all have a responsibility to make the best use of all of our gifts in order to enrich our world. Perhaps an inventory of people's gifts in our churches and communities could be drawn up. Then we just might surprise ourselves by how many and varied they are. Let's end our programme today with a challenging song by John Bell, which can also be said as a prayer to end our time together. Shall we make it our prayer this morning? Take this moment, sign and space. Take my friends around. Here among us make the place where your love is found. Take the time to call my name. Take the time to mend who I am and what I've been, all I've failed to tend. Take the tiredness of my days. Take my past regret. Letting your forgiveness touch all I can't forget. Take the little child in me, scared of growing old. Help me here to find my worth, made in Christ's own mould. Take my talents, take my skills, take what's yet to be. Let my life be yours, and yet let it still be me. From Andrew, my technician.
Bye, everyone.
And from myself, Sheila Hamill. Bye for now.